appreciate coming back again, and there have been a lot of proposed changes since I was here last, and so there have also been some real changes since I was here last as well. So we have a lot to talk about and get through in 45 minutes, and I want to start with January of this year. The Veterans Administration issued some proposed changes. But even before that, I'd like to go back a couple years of all that was happening that led to these proposed changes. Back in 2012, Senators Wyden and Burr had been starting to submit various bills through Congress that would impose a three-year look-back period on the improved pension program. And as a reminder, the improved pension program is specific to wartime veterans who are not injured because of their service, but injured because of life. They've become elderly and disabled, and now they need assistance with activities of daily living, home health care, assisted living care, nursing home care. And to qualify for that program, the claimant has to meet certain income and asset limitations. And like Medicaid planning, there's veterans benefits planning where people would employ certain strategies to meet the asset eligibility rules and still get the benefit from the VA. Well, Senators Wyden and Burr don't like that, as many people who don't have the experience and opportunity that we do to help people who are living with disabilities and with the uncertainty of how long are we going to need this care and pay for it. They don't understand quality of life issues as well.